Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thousands showed up outside City Hall to mourn Renee Goods. She's the Minneapolis mother who was shot and killed by an ICE agent. KWWB's Vic Ragapathy was there tonight, and he has our top story.
There are about 2,000 to 3,000 people on the north apron of City Hall calling on Philadelphia's elected officials to do whatever in their power to reduce or eliminate immigration and customs enforcement presence from the city. Anika Raihan is with No ICE Philly.
Our elected officials in the city are not doing nearly enough. We really want to see our elected officials go from the stance of, like, we don't collaborate with ICE to we are standing against ICE.
Trump administration officials, including the White House itself, have voiced their support and stood behind ICE after a masked officer in Minneapolis shot and killed 37-year-old mother Renee Nicole Good Wednesday. While the federal government insists Good was using her car to attack an agent, others like the mayor of Minneapolis have pointed to the video of the shooting and said Good was just trying to drive away. Pam Albright said Good's killing scared and angered her.
None of us are safe if that kind of thing can happen to anyone who's protesting, much less anyone who is an immigrant or person of color. Our lives are not worth anything to this administration.
At City Hall, Vikram Gopathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.